Okay, Kathy, let's try that again. Is that a little better? If you want to either unmute or write in the chat, that would be helpful. Excellent. All right. Thanks, everybody. That was on our end. We managed two computers up here. So excellent. Thanks, Kathy. All right. And gentlemen on the other end, C-S-K-E-E-L, if you would be so kind to write in the chat your full name, that will help us out with attendance.
Thank you.
All right. So this evening, we have a few guest participants. And we'll start out this evening with Sheila Huddleston from the Delaware County Health Department. Thanks, Sheila.
Good evening. It's nice and close. It's so nice to see you all. It's really nice to see you all without the mask on. So as you know, Sheila Huddleston, the Health Commissioner, kind of just checking in, seeing how things are going. I know you all have Jen Wilson, and she's good with keeping you all up to date on what's going on and keeping us up to date on whether there's anything going on with council that you all need anything with. So the good news is, as you probably saw, the CDC did move Delaware to moderate risk at this point. So we have changed our guidance as well, and we're recommending if you're unable to get vaccinated or you feel like you're in a high-risk category, go ahead and continue to wear the mask for yourself or for your loved ones. You have some of those folks in your immediate circle that you believe would be adversely affected if you ended up with COVID. Our vaccination rate is still the highest in the state, so most people have, I think it's 78% have started vaccination, 74% have finished, and over 40% have already received that third dose, their booster dose, depending upon where they fall in that. So really doing very, very well. We're continuing to work with the schools. They're continuing to report their cases, and we are following all of the new isolation and quarantine guidance. That's all good news. We're all very hopeful that we're kind of after 26 months now that we're kind of on that downward trend. Other than that, I don't really have a lot. The District Advisory Council meeting is March the 24th, and Mayor, you know that by law you are the attendee. However, you all have the authority to have someone else come as long as it's in your minutes. So it'll be the 24th. We're going to start at 6:45 for just a little networking and light snacks. And then at 7 o'clock, the meeting will start. It will be at the Willis Education Center that's there on William Street, not the Board of Elections Willis Center. I have this vision of people showing up there on North 23 looking for where are we. So I've tried to say that several times. We do have the Board of Health member that left that needs to be appointed by the District Advisory Council is Dr. Struthall's position. I know many of you probably know him. He was on the board for a long time, one of our veterinarians. We have so far received six applications for that position. We have two physicians, nurse practitioner, a lady who worked with the American Academy of Pediatrics, Mr. Wisner, who works in food service. He was on our board up until last year, and then his term ended. He works in a restaurant or in the food service business. And then our newest person has worked in public health before. I just got his application Friday, I think. So six people. And then, of course, there can be nominations from the floor. So hopefully it will all go well. I don't really have anything else on the agenda that night. There is one other thing on the agenda that night. The DAC will have to vote on, by law, the quarantine and isolation guidance that I have to follow is approved by the Board of Health, but then it's also approved by the DAC. And with Senate Bill 22 from last year, there are a couple changes to that, so that'll be on the agenda. Other than that, I don't have anything. Is there anything the council is working on? I don't think so at this time. Are there any other questions at all from any of the board? Thank you so much for the support. It sounds like we've got some good applicants for that.
Wow. We do, yeah, we really do. All right. Well, if you all need anything, you know where Jennifer and you don't have to have myself in.
Thank you.
See you in a few months.
Thank you. All right. Thanks so much, Sheila. All right. Is there any other anyone else that would like to talk this evening as a guest participant? Okay. Oh, yes, go right ahead. If you'd like to. I don't know, but come on. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. No, but yes, you can talk. Yeah. All right. Elko water is always welcome. Come on. Thank you. You know, what we'll do, because this is in kind of PowerPoint format, if you can just talk for those who are on the line as specific as possible, and then we'll make sure that this is copied and on minutes.
Sure will.
Okay, all right. Thank you. And if you can just state your name and address, that'd be
great.
Yeah,
cool. I'm Glenn.
Yep.
Yep. I'm Glenn Marshall. I'm the general manager and CEO at the Delco Water Company. And the address there is 6658 Olentangy River Road. So, I'm really impressed with council chambers. It's probably been 4 years since I've been here, so I continue to upgrade the facility here, great technology and everything. So, glad to be with you tonight. Also with me tonight is ICU's our chief business officer. And this is simply just an update, let you know what's going on with your water utility. That's all we're, only thing we have on the agenda. So, for any don't know, we are a nonprofit cooperative, very similar to a rural electric co-op, but as we've grown, we're really not that rural anymore, right? 9-member elected board. We've become the 8th largest water system in the state by population, 2nd largest by service area. We actually serve in 8 counties now. We recently started adding some customers in Licking County, in addition to the other 7 we already served in. We were a 2021 top workplace. Really excited to be voted as a top workplace. And like every other top employer and every other employer right now, we are recruiting. So if anyone online or anyone is in the audience is looking for employment right now, we have some openings at those. Our board did a really good job taking doing some leadership during the pandemic. First off, we offered an incentive, and we do have well over 75% of our staff have gotten the vaccine. And the other thing that we did that was exceptional was very early on we created this hardship program. We actually credited customers' bills that had a bona fide hardship related to the pandemic. And we were able to, so one of the great things for our staff was we were able to keep those customers engaged. Every single month they had to reapply, and then eventually the funding had run out, but we kept the customers involved and used to paying their water bill. Right now I think City of Columbus is somewhere in the 15 to 20% of customers that are significantly in the arrears. They never didn't offer that, and they've never taken a hard stance. And it's just really challenging, I think, to re-engage your customer base and start getting used to that. So we're happy to be able to have done that at great timing, just fortuitous timing, I guess, we launched our first ever customer satisfaction survey almost the exact time when folks found themselves homebound due to this pandemic. So we had really great response. 1,245 customers responded out of, I think, like 4,000 we sent this to, which is just unheard of for a survey. And it was always our perception that our customers really appreciated the service that we offered to them, and that we were fairly highly regarded. And fortunately, the survey did prove that to us. We had over half the people gave us a perfect 10 for overall satisfaction. We have identified things like you would expect that we can improve upon, but overall, we're really happy about that. Another fortunate timing thing is we opened a brand new office at Marengo. Basically, we rebuilt the office up there and added a drive-through window. Right, opened that in January of 2020, right just before the pandemic hit, so we were able to keep our employees and customers safe by offering the drive-through service rather than the lobby service we had prior. One of the other big things we accomplished during 2020 was the expansion of our largest water treatment facility. The Olentangy plant was expanded by 1/3 from 19 to 29 million gallons per day. We were able to take advantage of some downtime with our chief operating officer and our chief engineer. Shane Clark was able to do an update to our master plan. We did this all in-house. Traditionally, we hire a consultant, a third party to do this, but we did have some extra staff capacity at this time. And one of the things that we know is our staff understands our system far better than a consultant does. So we were able to look at each parcel individually. I think any parcel that was over 10 acres, we looked at individually and tried to determine what we thought the future land use would be and what the future water demand would be based on existing customers of same type, right? So We thought that was going to be multifamily. What is the multifamily in that region of our system used today? And try to do that to get the best possible future water demands so we could properly program our capital improvements. We did something similar on the financial side, too. We built a 10-year detailed model. I actually used a third-party consultant to help us with this. Also evaluated our capacity fee, make sure that it was still appropriate and prudent based on where we are. And it did prove that they did come back and recommend that the capacity fee was correct, but maybe we should make a slight adjustment up on the tap fee, the actual meter fee. Surprise, surprise, it's costing us more to purchase meters and to install meters these days than it was 4 or 5 years ago, the last time we looked at that fee. So I told you we just finished a significant expansion of our Olentangy plant. Well, no time to rest. We're already starting to work on an expansion of our Ralph Scott plant. This is the one that's located at the base of Allen Creek, the one that primarily serves this area. We also have some service from one of our other plants that's located in Knox County. But we've already gone to the Army Corps of Engineers and asked them both for an extension of our existing lease, which expires around 2030, and also an expansion of the leasehold there so that we can put more capacity and also upgrade them. Techniques at that location. So hindsight makes us a lot smarter. When I first worked up this PowerPoint presentation, it was prior to the Intel coming online. So we didn't know quite why it was that City of Columbus decided to accelerate this fourth water treatment plant. Now we know. A lot of their capacity of the Hatchamine plant, which is the one that's located south of Hoover, is going to be redirected over into the New Albany area. And in order to make up that capacity and also provide some redundancy there, they've decided to start working on their fourth water treatment plant. And this is located at the old girls' prison site off of Home Road and Dublin Road in Concord Township. And we are going to participate with them. They've invited us to participate with them, and it's our intention to do so. Other things, we have a lot of elevated water tanks, water towers, need to build as part of this, including one right here in the Van Valley to go with the new neighborhood that's going on over here. Several others throughout the system, as you would expect for a system growing like we are. The board recently approved a new building for our distribution and engineering department. They were one of the original buildings that was built in the 70s and 80s on our campus, so we're excited to be able to do that. Right now, every single night, we have to disconnect the trailers and back them into one garage bay, and then take the truck to another building and back that in. So this has got pull-through garages. It really was based on some of the fire departments and similar type things that we have in the county. We actually visited a couple of those to see how they were laid out so we could try to make best use of our space. And finally, just to close, you know, we're working on partnerships. We work regularly with Regional Sewer, with the village, something we've done regularly. Since Gina was here and even before that, working with Economic Development, Emergency Management Agency, and all of our school districts, and really had a special focus this year with our fire departments. Chris actually led this effort, trying to reach out to them and work with them in a more coordinated fashion for when they want to flush the fire hydrants. So then obviously the fire department, they very much value the opportunity to get on each hydrant and make sure they understand how it works, that it works, and how it works, and the kind of flow they expect out of that. But the challenge is that can create some water turbulence and acceleration of the water after they do that. So we've provided them like signage they can put inside of neighborhoods. Just the fact that our customers are aware of that has cut down on those complaints by about 75% this year based on what the last year. So pretty significant. Hopefully that trend continues. Other partnerships, we work with the County Foundation, the Alpha Group, People in Need, and others. And we also are helping fund this the United Way and the Housing Alliance's study on housing here in the county, something that we think is very needed. And then we worked with Dornock for a sewer bill.
And just to close, just as shared vision, you know, for reliable infrastructure, I think we've replaced the entirety of infrastructure in the last few years, which would be from steel standpipe to the elevated tanks that are covering the pressure and flow. And I take any questions that you have or anyone else. No. I would have said, certainly not. A few weeks ago, we are feeling some pretty significant inflationary pressures, both on supplies and on our consultant, HR consultant, come back and take a look at our salaries. You know, lots more staff than we have ever in the past. After over, it's still fairly low compared to most companies. Answers. So it's still the recommendation that we know, but we're hoping we might get several years of moderation. We are right now, it's probably not going to go. Depends on some other factors, how quickly we grow and higher demand for the next fiscal year 23, which for us starts May.
I am going to put 2 cents in for the potential of Delco helping the village out with a community garden in the future for a tap waiver, tap fee waiver. So we have submitted for that and we're declined. So hopefully we can talk a little further about that because it's going to be an amazing initiative in the village.
I suggest you go to the foundation.
And that's what we did. Yeah.
We've never discounted a tap. We just don't do that. So several years ago we had one that the board thought was appropriate for. Is it the Wounded Warriors
project? I think it was in December. But they went through the foundation.
Yep. And we did this at the foundation. So we'll keep trying.
Okay.
You know, I just kind of put it out.
And I think just for fairness, and, you know, we're a nonprofit, right? So if we did a failure path, that means we have to make it up somewhere else. So for me, I have no authority to do so myself. I can help, you know, somebody's overbilled, you know, I can take care of them, you know, operating type stuff. That's the reason why. You say no, and you've always said no all the time, but the foundation, that's who we work with, that's how we try to do all our charitable giving. They're a great partner of ours. It's helpful for us to nail everybody through this. They're the ones that are experts at it. They're able to triage these, figure out probably not. Awesome. All driven by demand, right? So, yep. Part of the difficulty, and if there's 3 or 4 tanks that are being.
Is there a significant cost to that, or is that something? For us to specifically take a look at, because I know cost and salary costs and all that.
Absolutely. Thanks for going through all that. So I think I can get the growing. I would like to invite Jillian Giuseppe just to give us a quick overview on how things come with the website, just to kind of let everybody know. So Jillian has submitted a contract for her household and all that. So that's when we can. But just know that behind the scenes, we may have a session. So in the next couple of weeks, talk a little bit about that. I'll turn it over to you.
And then you said about 4 weeks from there?
And we talked about having her put on there, you know, thank you for, again, to the Village of Galena website. It's under construction. Thank you for your patience. So we'll get something like that up because we do recognize that there are a group of people who certainly do that. And then once this is up, the idea is to really push everything through there. As you guys know, I do a lot of posting, and so we'll start posting a link for people to go to on social media for a short time, and then we'll get it out that way.
Yeah, so social media. Facebook is, but there's also, I know there is a way if you post it, to post it. So is that included? Because I know you just said Facebook.
hopefully social media platforms. Instagram. Okay, was it? Yeah, but I was thinking more so Instagram. Yeah. Because a lot of younger people, you know, don't really use Facebook. So. Yeah, they're more Instagram.
Can I ask everybody to pull your mic right up towards you? Because we're still having a hard time with that.
That's good, Zach. My
there you go. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. Is there a spot where people can spend? Watching tonight. Give us a break.
I have yet.
I also said that Monica is provided for Jillian. We are going to need in the last room, and now we have. And we didn't just fill. So we'll need to get back in. So Monica will set another date. The mic's on playing zoning and all that. Not your individual. Your individual. So to the okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I did this 40 times already. So thank you so much for your work. It's great. It's great to have some of your knowledge base in it.
That's right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bill, if you want to take over, and then I'm going to go after you. I'll go in after you.
Sure. Good evening, Mayor and Village Council members. Bill Lawrence, Interim Galena Village Administrator. I have submitted a written report this evening, and I would welcome any questions.
Just want to say Bill and team have been very active about everything. And have an incredibly capable staff, and if you want to talk a little bit about copier contact.
Sure. Like I said, in advance of the agenda item, previous to today, we had one village responsible quote of $152 that was submitted from Cannon. I believe we have Garnett Johnson, Cannon representative, in the audience this evening. Another competing company, Mid-Ohio Strategic Technologies, ownership interest contacted my office today, indicated that they would like to match the lowest responsible bid. I communicated that lowest responsible bid was $152. To that effect,
The clerk has a copy of it, and it was also distributed to the mayor and the council. But once again, the legislation this evening does have Canon represented as the initial company that offered the lowest responsible bid. And I would welcome any questions.
Thanks, Bill.
Which one was that?
Fourth paragraph.
Oh, that's how I guess that's how I refer to Ted.
That's a special name for Ted.
Yeah, I thought it sounded better than a little bit more professional than Ted in the report. Yeah.
I'm going forward now.
I also just want to say a big kudos to Ted because he's really just, he comes to me every day. He talks to Bill every day and me every day. And he comes with ideas. He comes with just really thoughtful solutions for things. And I think we made a really good move there in empowering him. So him and Cody continue to work well together. As a matter of fact, he came to me today and I really talked to Bill about sending Cody couple classes, and that will kind of help him out, and then allow him some freedom to do some other things while Cody's busy on some various things. They always go to pesticide training and get certified for that, and that's one of the things. So we already have that in the budget for that. So you know, he just wanted to make sure that we were getting that done this year. So I appreciate that. I also just want to thank Dale Davis as well. I know that Bill's had some great interaction with Dale, and man, what a first-rate guy. Just, I mean, the guy is out there in storms. He is out there when we have trouble. Doesn't hesitate for a minute. Is an absolute delight to work with at all times. And, you know, he and Bill have really been working nicely together. And I know Bill actually had sent out, I think I floated on to you guys an email, just really praising the relationship with Bill, or excuse me, with Dale, and all the work that he has done, especially when they had some sewer issues, little hiccups.
Correct.
So we appreciate that very much.
Thank you. Nothing else.
Anyone else? Okay. There will be some. Mm-hmm. Gentlemen from Canon, do you care to speak on anything? Or okay, come on up. Uh-huh. You just state your name and your address. That'd be great. All righty. Good thing you got that job on.
Go back home and come back.
He is a serious road warrior. That's the thing. So thank you.
Okay. I just wanted to speak a little bit about some of the things that have been going on. One of the big highlights, you guys all know about the explosion that we had with the Rumpke truck. That was a big boost. I had to laugh because Suzanne and I were here in the office, and I think both of us just jumped out of our shoes, ran to a window to see what was going on, hoping that it wasn't the water treatment plant that exploded. So, I think I recognized that day that we need more windows in this place that I can see out of. So ran outside, found out people were looking at the sky, looking on their phones, looking around, asking each other. Got a nice call from the sheriff. And so, went over there. All of our services, the SD, actually the hazard safety manager from Rumsey was there. Ruben came down. I know Kevin Vaughn was there. You know, just making sure everything was good. OVAC was amazing to all of us. What was going on? It took a good 5-6 hours to get out of there. So what had happened is there was a first tank. The tank blew off. The news is they didn't up. They went yes, but they went inside and took out trees along the way. Nothing was nothing caught on fire. I'm not that it couldn't have, but it did not. The driver is okay. His first month on, and he was, I know, devastated. So, of all people, I happen to know him. So, he has befriended me on Facebook since then, and he was apologizing for people. Absolutely felt terrible. I can't say it. I don't. I can follow up on that. So, anyways, that was quite an event that day. Everybody was amazing. And they had these big semis and the trucks and everything getting out. And social media, we got a message out. And blocked off our end of the road. Berkshire got up on route. And we ordered signs to make sure there were good signs. We have got additional signs coming for that, so to make sure that don't be
any perspective.
The new employees that happened to be coming at
they know.
They said, hey, you can't go down that street.
They know, yeah. So what happens is they go down to basically where Trent is, or the other golf course at Grossinger's there, and Grossinger's old house, and they turn around. And so he just didn't know they turn around. Everybody else turns around. So,
so they were great. I mean, in the meantime, we are going to have a yes. So, then the county felt fine. Any type of finance, everything. Eric's been working hard on the playground committee. I won't talk too much about that. We did. Bill and I all worked. So, and any extra money that we can get. So, speaking of going to the that is one heck of a this week. It's going to dance two legs. It's going to be the opening act. And we have the two bands in between, and then the headliner is North Smash.
Okay.
So, what's really fun is people are already wanting to. For Ken this week and Kathy Belker with the Civic Association, the big one of Civic Association. It's a great partnership for the entire. So the Chamber, Civic Association, everybody. Nobody is taking money except for the Clean Foundation and Teletype. So any of these other organizations, nobody has a piece of that at all. And it's fully transparent and it is all
charitable. So it's all being set up that way. Let's see. Yeah, we worked with the beverage folks. We haven't made that quite well. We picked up this year. So that was a kind of a big deal. As far as the master plan and zoning code, we are continuing.
We do guess that there is groundwork probably coming along with really nice conversations with the land. And your emergency. Whether it's there at Arrowhead or that way, seems to be the mantra. So went to a heck of a Morphe meeting. The governor's office and everybody at the other was what mayors. Trustees, it was a great but understanding how for the group. Give everybody the map. We're here and a little so that is that. When we are done with the, or at least as far as we're going to get with the master code, we wanted to give it to Delaware County Regional Planning to take another set of eyes on that and just so that, you know, we've got everything that we need in there. So as it's very interesting because that's the one thing that keeps me up at night is making sure that we have all of our master plan right, we have our zoning right, that we understand the zoning really well, that we work to get the message out about zoning and what that means. You know, there's a lot of conversations about growth in the area and trying to educate people on understanding their zoning codes, especially when they buy next to a cornfield, what they could potentially get, right? So new development here, White Farm is currently in contract with Romanelli and Hughes, and if you recall, that is in Berkshire, and so that just happened this last week, and so that is not contiguous with the village at this point unless something happens with the farm. So Blackhawk is not sold yet, and the two contenders there are Preservation Parks and Romanelli and Hughes. We are trying to see if there is anything we can do to try to work together, so we have Park Preservation Park development. So that's not a decision for us to make. That is a decision for those two to make. Arrowhead is sold, obviously, bought by Schottenstein. Miller Farms Vans Valley. We had a big call the other day with the City of Columbus and their Parks and Rec and Nature Preserves, and a little bit of everybody was on that call talking about the Jack and Boring Under the Water.
Yeah. Do we have a date yet? For breaking ground
After that meeting the other day, I would say not any time before 6-8 months. There's a lot of things that are going to have to happen. Columbus is asking us to do like a whole entire program, and EMH&T will help with that if not do it. They then have to be, that all has to be approved through Columbus and their preservation parks, like ODNR and all those folks, and then beyond that, they have to actually take it to the Columbus City Council to be voted on. So what we thought was probably a little sooner is stretching out a little bit. So the good news, they did not say no. They did not say no, you can't do this. So they're just trying to be so careful because it is a nature preserve, that is their water system, and so their big thing, even though that we're doing the jack and bore, you know, with steel piping and all of that, We have to make sure that should ever there be a leak, that we do have a plan for that leak, so a mitigation. So
this year's soybeans.
Corn. Oh, there you go.
Every other year.
Every other year. Okay. Well, there you go. So they continue to be very active, you know, in that, you know, it is still going to progress. It just, they have to go through all these steps. So we're kind of just in sit and wait mode. We did have the fourth finance meeting to discuss our sewer rate study, and, you know, we are getting much closer to that. I'm sure that will be talked about in the March meeting a little bit more. So I just talked about more. See, Delaware County Regional Planning was very interesting. It's fun to go there and see all the development that's coming, you know, especially with all the new farmland and how it's being divided out and, you know, who's buying what. So that's what that was all about. All right. Any questions for me at all?
Any conversations about what's going on up there in...
No, you know a little bit more about that than I do. Yeah, I don't know anything about that since that's not in our next running, but I know it was. But yeah. No, but that was the first thing I heard of it as a Morpsey meeting. Yeah. So Kathy knew a little bit more about that because I think you attended a solar meeting, right? Yeah. So how big's that farm? Was it 20 acres or more? 3,000 acres.
3,000. Very nice. 3,000 acres.
I'm sure. Yeah. Okay. Oh. Oh. 3,000 acres.
Miles from my.
Gonna be just come over and hang at your place. It's gonna be really bright. Okay. All right. So, without any questions, here I'll hand it over to Suzanne.
This month we had a regular and for that we did we would even want it. I don't know. Everybody and their brother wants it. There are several leads on the home. That'll have to be. Yeah, that's my thought. I had a couple questions about that as well. So, recall, so what needs to happen with that, the water system. But it is, the minimum bid is 17. It does legally have to. And we will have to. But it will be a sealed bid process.
Wherever
it will be. We'll want
to. We have a different title.
There's also the facility manager as well.
to hear that terminology. Yeah, Jack of all trades. Great. So with that, I wonder if anybody had any questions. Or do you see if you're... If not, can I get a motion?
So moved.
Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. To this end of the page.
Almost that motion.
Okay. You like mine. Thank you. Roll call vote, please. That is Zach.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's the motion of Zach to... Great. Hope you have someone... Science code compliance report along. At all. I'm going to go ahead and start with resolution number. Oh, we can't. Okay, no problem.
There's highlighting on there. I don't know. You have some questions. Okay. It's like having a banker on council. We love it.
One more.
Yeah.
I think we can absolutely have, you know, been here at 40 for every municipality that has put together a game plan and state, you know, preliminary priorities and get direction from the village council. But
we have.
Yes,
study
done,
and they did not find any.
I'll start with get educated on that, and then I can report back. But every system has control and infiltration. And it's a constant thing. And it's a worthy of it. Should film portions of it. Like that, as soon as you fix it over here.
Resolution number 20. Operator for 2 months. I know that you get information. We'd like to read that as an emergency. So if I could get a motion to suspend the rule.
I'll make a motion.
Second. Kathy?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
as an emergency.
Any difference?
Exactly. That is different. Thank you.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you in a second,
please. I'll second. Although, please. Yes. Yes.
And Eric.
Yes. Thank you, Janet. Welcome aboard. All right. Come and choose on. The motion is set.
Number
motion.
I'll make that motion.
Hold on, please. So is that Reggie Mullen?
My
name is Billy. And I'll get a
That's
Fulmer County Regional.
Yeah, not a whole lot going on, but we can.
Operating.
I think he's coming in March, yeah. So back in the office.
Oh, is he really? He has a wife of foot surgery. Work here. Work media committee. Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. I asked you if there was anything.
No, I was just kind of like you already mentioned them. For sure, they do.
Thought it was fun when we put this out on social media. It was a statement of that. Massive. And then, on top of that, here we had mentioned that one of the things on this is safety. And I mean, I had no idea that we had so many challenges. And they are so excited that they've been in the city. And so with that, things that we have to do from a budget standpoint is it's not just about equipment, it's about getting equipment. So it's the ramp to the spring those. You know, out the ground cover, thank you. You know, that we look at. The good news is that there are people in this area. Have you guys noticed that there's a lot of experience of on this or but, so I know Allison Hilliard practice is completely they had part of a playground committee that or and so it's just all together with you. So I just wanted to so I get a bubble more.
So when you look there,
and its budget allows, which is to have both playgrounds up there. Yeah. The next step is for it to go to their pocket, and they have everything. So that is where that no. I don't know that they know.
The
work. Please. Really. Needs anything. But I also want to send a big kudos out to Elizabeth all the time, but I just very, very much had enough day and work around your challenges and everyone. So good timing and wait a minute, you can't do that. Okay. So I appreciate that very much. So with that, may I get a motion? Meeting up here at
I'll move a motion.
Really?
I say.
All right, thank you, Ruben. All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. Thank you, everybody. Have a great week.
Bye.